one of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
It doesn't feel that way.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I said that about Draymond Green after last year's Milwaukee game when he absolutely flummoxed Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I was there.
Evan, defensive performances Evan said he, by Draymond Green.
Evan that's said right. He felt cheated to seeing Giannis because that's normally, like, you think that's going to happen tonight?
I don't think Giannis remembers. I mean, I don't know how he can do any better than last year.
See former Warrior Ryan Rollins. He's a baller. Him and Westbrook almost got into it. They went to sack.
Is that why he's a baller?
No.
Because he almost got into a fight?
That's how he does.
Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors.
Just think, like, how does he know where to hit the button? And you got to get Trevor Lawrence some credit. You just
stinks.
You want to bet they beat Buffalo?
What's the line?
No, let's just straight up.
No, what's the line?
Let's do straight up.
No. But I'll take the Buffalo Bills and the points.
I got somewhere for
it's
that.
It's a pick'em.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
I'll take the Bills in that game.
Why? Their defense is Swiss cheese.
I'm saying this without even knowing the age of the Buffalo players, but to me, that's an experience game. This is a team that's been in the playoffs year after year after year after year.
Let's do
it. Jacksonville's making their first appearance.
They can stop the run. Lawrence is playing good football, Steiny.
Of course they can win. I'm just saying this wouldn't surprise me if Buffalo wins because Jacksonville makes some mistakes.
A beverage.
Sure.
All right. It's done, Evan. Book it.
Hey, by the way.
Austin and San Jose.
What?
Thought we didn't tackle that issue about.
Well, I'm disappointed because I thought he was a P1.
Well, it was a holiday.
Not today.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
I'm disappointed.
I'm not a vindictive person. I'm really not. But today I read something where I was like, you know what? That's a shame.
You were reading.
So the U.S. Patent Office has told the A's, the Athletics, that they cannot be the Las Vegas Athletics.
Oh!
They got to be somebody else. You don't get Athletics.
That is great.
That's Oakland.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Why don't you be the Las Vegas Diamonds?
Dude.
How about something like that?
Aces.
But it ain't going to be the A's or the Athletics.
That is great. Uncle Townie sent me a picture. He was at the stadium with the hard hat on like Durant was when he's front like he was going to stay at Chase.
But you hate to see it.
That is great. I thought there was another name too. Didn't they have two on that list that they couldn't get?
A's or Athletics?
Yeah, there I go.
Sorry, no can do.
Night.
How about this? They can't have the A's. Why don't they just become the Las Vegas Bees?
I'm going to give you
one. That's better than a one. Come on.
We already have the Bees. They're known as the Ballers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Ever stung by a bee? I have never been.
Of course.
You've never been stung by a bee?
I just said it. This is like when I said Pretty Woman was my second favorite. Let the profiling begin.
No,
I've never been stung by a bee.
Congrats.
Now I'm going to ask Willard and Dibbs. But I guess that's rare.
Oh, hey, is Willard here yet?
No.
Has anybody seen him in the building?
Why he's a...
Because when somebody sees him in the building, that means he doesn't listen. So he's not in his car.
I'm scared of Willard.
I want to tell people about the bet about... I kind of told you about that. You said, no, I think I'd take that bet, Steiny.
Oh, with the Niners?
Yeah.
But why are you scared?
I'm not scared.
Well, it seemed like, where's Debo? You got head on the swivel. He's just a dude.
Guru, I'm scared of Willard.
You take it out on me. We ain't doing that in 26.
I said to you.
We'll have a great show. He walks in and you stab and shank me.
Why do you take an opportunity to bring up something that's completely different than what I wanted to bring up?
Because you need to get over your fears.
It's not about that.
You have a Willard phobia.
You want me to tell people what we're talking about or not? Because if you don't, then you talk.
Now you can add mouth because it sounds like you wanted to go ahead.
So,
wow.
So, you know, we've had our show today, and, you know, we talked a lot of Niners first 2 hours, and we had a back and forth about, you know, what the win would mean, what the loss would mean. And I was, you know, saying, yeah, quit making excuses about the Niners. And, you know, if I say, hey, if they don't win this game and they don't look good, they're not a really good team. This, and I said to Goo, I said, you want to make a bet? And Goo said, what? And I said, I'll bet you any money.
Oh, yeah.
Any money. Willard comes in today and's got, he's something I said, he's going to come down my road.
That's every day.
Today especially.
Right.
I'm like, you want to bet? I'll bet you right now that Willard will come in and
I'll
do
bet
that.
You. He's been despondent and down believe. On the Niners defense. The other day, Evan was in for me. He said he didn't even recognize that Willard. Talk to him like, dude, he shocked me. He's really? Been so down.
It was during Monday in the crossover. He comes in and I thought he would be, I don't know, more animated or passionate. Yeah. He was talking about the Niners like they were 5-12. Jeez.
Like,
well, it's playoff time.
They got a lot. What? Purdy 4-2 in the offs. Yeah, 4-2.
Kyle going to win 2 playoff games this year like he always does? I mean, he wins 2 playoff games this year.
Then you just got to be like, I know a lot of geez. Why you're fixated on this game, and we all are, is you've told us. You said, I want to see what the offense does against that defense.
Absolutely.
But if Kyle's going to win 2, the question should be, can Robert Saleh get his unit up?
No doubt.
But how did they hold Seattle to 13? If you would have told me
Seattle held Seattle
that was the Dan Marino they were going
to
get, Evan, and we didn't watch the game, I would have given you my 2 arms that the Niners win that game.
There might be some concern that Robert Saleh may or may not take an interview this week.
Yeah, maybe. He's distracted.
Yeah, he doesn't have his
like
full
this.
Attention on Philadelphia.
They should own
they
now
need
the
to
Cardinals.
Fix this.
We'll fix Where, what?
What job would he take?
Cardinals. Well, they want to interview him.
Oh, yeah, but if he had his preference. We'll get into it because we got... Well, no, this is our last segment.
Yeah, give them to me.
I asked you and Evan this morning the number one most attractive job.
Well, let me try to figure out what they are.
All right.
Cleveland.
Tennessee.
Atlanta. ATL.
Arizona. Vegas. Baltimore. New York Giants.
Las Vegas. Baltimore.
Not where you want to live, where you want to coach.
Well, I'm telling you, if I'm a coach that's already made a fortune, it might be about where I live. Okay, what's your question?
The most attractive. We could start, top to bottom, bottom to however you figure.
See,
it was interesting.
I gotta put a precursor on everything.
You do. Nice.
I mean, I think I know what the best job is, but I wouldn't take it. I would, believe it or not, go. I think Baltimore's the best job.
That
because
shocked
they have the,
me
they
from
have,
you
they
too.
Have a great quarterback. I don't care what anybody says.
What about
he clearly needs a change of
what about their defense?
Yeah. That's why I would like Saleh to interview for the Baltimore job.
So you think Lamar just, you know, and he had a hell of a game.
Now, that's what I think. If you're asking me, to me, and people are gonna be like, you're just saying that, I would take the Browns.
Why?
Because
Deshaun, you got to believe you. No, why are you guys laughing? He's coming back, and they need him to come. No,
I feel like Cleveland.
Shador, my bad.
He's horrible.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to try to beat him out for the starting job next year?
Which, who?
Deshaun Watson, Shador.
All I know is that team has been dysfunctional since its inception.
Exactly.
So that's the job you want?
Well, I still Cleveland tries.
What is
like they spend my like all I'm saying is that's a market. That is a market that you could absolutely become God in that if that market, if you were to go, you know, you look at the Cleveland Browns teams from back in the day when they were winning and playing the Broncos and stuff.
Yeah, that was Bernie Kosar, Ernest Biner. I loved it. I watched
it. And they've stunk since.
So you're saying that flex of turning that around.
Who's their GM and did they fire him?
Yeah, he got let go too.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy who used to be in baseball.
Yeah.
Now he's in football and now he's gone.
Stefanski.
He's the head coach.
His dad was in basketball, Stefanski.
But
see, that's the
Evan's
problem.
Point is Cleveland had Evan said Stefanski can coach. I didn't want to fight him on it. He's got 2 coach of the years.
Right, but they're going to have a new GM, right? Are they going to have a new GM?
But can he find a quarterback?
If I like the GM, well, you know what? You just asked me.
Where's Vegas at on your list?
Okay.
$100 million under the cap. You got Ginty, Bowers.
I would have Giants are above them.
I got Giants as my number one.
I don't hate that.
Evan, you didn't like that.
Well, not above Baltimore.
I think Baltimore's ship has sailed.
But you're inheriting a two-time MVP.
They got his coach fired because, as a whole, he couldn't stay healthy.
So you don't think there's going to be a honeymoon?
I think Jackson Dart has all the goods. You got a tackle in Thomas. Scataboo when he comes back. What's my guy that got hurt? Neighbors. They got some other Burns on defense. Like, New York football Giants got some action to be. That's all.
I think if you wanted to be football royalty, that's the job you would take. Wow. If you win in New York, you're on top of the world.
That's true. Wow.
I had Baltimore seconds, Donnie.
Okay.
And Atlanta?
Atlanta's better than Tennessee, Arizona, or Vegas, to my way of thinking. That's just me.
Well, you got Kyler Murray in Arizona. You got Connor.
Did you hear me say what I said? I said what I said.
But you know I had two.
Doesn't Atlanta
have
Penix? Michael Penix?
Yes.
I think he's better than Murray.
He got benched for Brissett. But like Las Vegas having the number one overall pick wouldn't sway
you.
They're
going to
get your boy, the new Kirk Cousins.
Not my boy.
Yes, he is.
You love him. The quarterback for Indiana is not. He will not succeed.
You claim
him. Raider fans are.
I claim Cignetti.
Thus, Mendoza.
No, that's why Cignetti is the best coach in college football. Because this guy might have trouble succeeding at the next level.
What is I thought Mendoza didn't have the goods, the quarterback goods.
That's what I think.
He's got that and the
I haven't seen him
Raider
play,
fans
so I don't
want
know.
Him. Oh, boy. Raider fans want him.
Okay. Go for it.
That's a problem.
What about $100 million under the cap? How attractive
is
that?
What that
you?
Means.
Hey, you got money to spend.
Who's their GM?
Tom Telesco.
Is it still Upshaw?
No, he's the guy who drafted Bowers.
Okay, Tennessee. They were last on my. I love Cam, but
Tennessee. Nobody even knows they're in the NFL.
They were dumb enough to fire Vrabel.
And there you go.
Yeah, wow. Atlanta's in. You could get a winner in Atlanta.
You got Bijan, but you need some more stuff.
You got Penix.
Yeah, and Bijan.
Yeah.
You got Cousins.
They're gonna no.
He's out.
You're not gonna be on the team this year.
Where was he?
They've negotiated that.
You retire, Sonny.
Oh, hell no.
I thought he had 1 year left.
I'm going to tell you, he does, but they're working something out where he's going to be a free agent and da-da-da.
Uncle Kyle? Mooney is...
Yes!
Yeah. Shanahan?
He will be Purdy's backup next year.
Now, they should trade Mac for
you think I'm kidding?
No, if they trade Mac, which I... Man!
If they can...
You might be onto something.
Kirk Cousins, absolutely.
I would, I've never told Evan to cut something to
bring him in here. Bring him in here as a backup.
You could be onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Purdy would get nervous.
Yeah, you laugh. Like keep that. Laughing like you laughed about Chris Paul.
And how did that work out, though?
They acquired
that
him.
That was the biggest debacle ever.
It doesn't matter. I should still
you
be
did hit that, though.
Lap.
Yeah, you did hit that.
Pods ended his career.
Yep. Couldn't stave off Pods. Led the team in plus minus. Uncle Looney said, I like bums. It hurt me in sports because I said Jordan Poole was awful against the Lakers. Dude, he went 0 for 3 in 19 minutes. Jordan Poole off the bench. Didn't look like himself.
Okay.
I guess he's calling Jordan Poole a bum. But I've never hitched my wagon to a guy that failed like you did, Cousins. Like, you know my history of us being together. Yeah. I've had some misses. But
I'm nice.
The Cousins one.
It's funny you should say that.
You are Johnny Cochran.
The same guy who said Kirk Cousins will never win a playoff game. He wins a playoff game, and then it's like, well, he still stinks. That's just
who you are. Andy Reid for me. That was my ale.
I can't keep track of him.
Remember I said he was a choker, and then he wins three.
Steiny, Mendoza wouldn't be any good. I'm all in on him. I'm all in on him. Yeah, I haven't seen him play, but I don't think he's going to be any good.
Don't say that.
What do you want me to say?
He plays this week.
You've heard him, though.
I've heard. Have I?
You haven't heard Fernando Mendoza?
He's incredible in my game.
I don't know if incredible is the word I'd use, but...
I like him. He's got some religion to it. He always goes God first. I'm in.
His podium game is unique. How about I'll dial up some sound for
there
tomorrow?
There we go.
You know how we talk about Kyle on the hot seat, yeah. And we always would compare him to the best coaches in football. John Harbaugh came up. Harbaugh's a great coach. And so I just thought, off the top of my head, I was like right now, nobody would ever think of hiring John Harbaugh for Shanahan, right? We're going to fire Shanahan and bring John Harbaugh in here, right? Nobody's doing that.
Now, Snotty, that's interesting. I'll just say this. What about the people that...
You're missing my bigger point.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to make a joke here.
Go ahead. I interrupted.
Never mind.
It was a bad one?
No, I was just saying...
You didn't believe it.
I'm not kidding.
I was going to say... There's only one coach that I would fire Kyle Shanahan today and hire. Well, I can't hire him today.
Well, I got one. And
Kurt Cignetti.
Oh, Spondy, stop with this.
You have no respect for turning cultures around.
I thought you were going to say McVay.
No.
Been to two Super Bowls, got one.
Look, you're great at saying people's resumes. But I want to know what you think about them as players.
Well, they don't play.
As coaches.
Yeah.
Are you taking Purdy or Hurts? And don't get mad. Just pick something.
No, this is where I'm growing in life in sports.
Are you afraid?
No, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
2-minute drill, life on the line. Who do I want under center? Brock Purdy. But if people wanted to really just, if you polled 1,000 people, I guess the answer should be the dude that's got a Super Bowl ring and was going to be MVP and one that he lost. That he got two. So I just, that means, how unfair is that? What are we saying about Jalen Hurts? That we're saying Brock's, I know.
Well, you took him. I thought you were going to say, but poor Brock Purdy.
No, poor Hurts. Why do we do that in sports?
Do what?
Let something supersede a victory. Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl champion.
That's great.
Brock, and he's been to two, lost one. Brock's been to one and lost that one. Wasn't a reason, but why should there be a... So tell me, you use the word context.
Because if you watch football and you've watched those guys' careers...
But on the biggest stage, Hurts was incredible.
Guru, I'm not saying who's better.
Okay.
All of you know, you're like, oh, he's so unfair. So unfair. Like, this is sports. Like, grow up. But anyway, it's like, if you've watched both quarterbacks for 4 or 5 years... It is, and you actually have watched, I'll just tell you right now, I guarantee you there's people that would take Hurts, right. And there's people that would take Purdy.
Evan, who would you take?
Oh, God.
Exactly. That's my point.
The anguish in it before his answer.
That's right. That means it's close.
Yeah. No, I have no problem with that. Okay. But
for this Niners team, I got to say Purdy.
Now, what if we saw Jalen, this is how I'm growing up. What if we saw Jalen... coached by Kyle. That would be what I deem the best version of Jalen. But he'll say, I got a Super Bowl and been to two, buddy.
Well, this is where I need to be more specific. Yes, give me Jalen Hurts with Kyle Shanahan when he got into the league. Mm. Not now.
Okay, something's up with
him. I don't think Jalen Hurts
like to run right now. Stoney, there's a labor. Something's up. We'll find out Sunday.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Meatball Award?
No.
It's an award that the Eagles defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, gives out each week to the best defensive performer. He makes homemade meatballs.
Wow, this is dope.
Brings them in a brown paper bag and presents them to the Meatball of the Week.
This is dope. Now that's dope.
Jordan Davis said, that's how you know he's Italian.
No, Italian.
It's true.
Spadoni.
You know who didn't get those meatballs? Ringo.
I thought you were going to say nobody on the
Ringo
Niners.
Ringo didn't get it. Didn't get it. He was the guy that ran away from the guy with the ball.
What are they going to do, man? They're going to show up.
Who's?
The Niners. They ain't eating no meatballs.
They'll show up.
Keep fighting.
They will show up.
Lenore, what about Troy Aikman when he said he wanted to follow Jackson Smith and Jigma? Did you hear Troy on the broadcast?
Right, did you see Lenore clap back at Aikman? I can't believe I've just said clapped back. I should retire today. I can't believe I just said that. But
and I'm feeling you like, okay, yeah.
But the Amador Lindor did get back at Aikman and was like, you know, watch the film. We weren't much, please.
But Troy was just, Evan, he was just saying what he saw all season. You ain't that dude. That's,
how about this, Groove? This
I
is
mean, he would have traveled if he, just saying.
This is interesting from the 707. Would the Eagles be better if they had Brock Purdy?
I'm going to say no because I think that's what ails Philly and has me thinking the Niners or any team could beat them is they don't have a Kyle. You know what I mean? So he would be a less version of himself in Philly.
Well, what if he went right now? Like, I'm just saying they didn't.
Because they miss Kellen Moore. That's what I think's wrong with the Eagles. Right.
But I offense. Yeah. I think it's a good question. I think they're pretty. You know?
You did say clap back. That's incredible.
So dumb. So dumb. What am I, 17? Thank you.
Just clap back when Willard comes
clap
in.
Clap back. Clap
your chest
back.
Out.
It's one of the...
Rule.
It explains everything.
What?
Clap back. Somebody says something about you, you clap back. We try to get you to do that with Willard, but instead, it out on me.
How about just absorbing the information and the criticism and letting it sit there? What's wrong with that?
That don't run on TikTok. We need the drama. IG.
By the way, you said something today.
What'd I say?
You going to be a Cedric in front of Willard in 10 minutes?
Cedric, that means entertainer.
That is wild.
Oh, I thought he was your favorite rookie. Coward.
The guy from the
Grizzlies.
What about him?
That's who he was referring to, Stoddy.
Cedric Coward.
You said the entertainer.
Yeah, that's
Evan
what I thought
probably
you
don't even know who he is.
Cedric the Entertainer,
yeah,
I thought.
I like him. I'm a fan.
Mm. It starts and finishes with Chappelle.
You see his new one. He's special.
He goes into president, too. Now, finally, he used the word special for an appropriate description.
That is incredible,
now, that
man.
I will agree with.
You guys going to go see him at Chase Center Saturday before the Super Bowl?
I don't have the $3,450 to spare.
Ah. We should be able to get a media pass?
You know, no, not for Chappelle. This isn't the magic coming in on a Tuesday night to Chase Center.
Oh, man.
Curry might be there.
I'm sure he will. Is that during the All-Star break?
The Super Bowl.
No, the Super Bowl during the All-Star break. It's probably All-Star break's 1 week after, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're on the same weekend.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm having a who's on first moment, right? You got me.
What does that mean? You're lost?
Yeah, Abbott and Costello.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. And... now it's going to change. Willard and Dibbs on their way in and crossover time. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Don't forget, I think Willard's going to come down my road today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Segment was also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.